Thank you.
I can take the call.
Okay. Hello, world. This is the PNB. We are back on open stream again after having been in closed session for a little while. And I'm going to ask Secretary to take the role. Would you like Adriana to do it instead?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. Adriana, can you take the role, please?
Yes, sure. Janet Corum.
Present.
Brian Edward Seeker.
Brian's here.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Here.
Lydia Brazón.
We heard her before.
Here. Can you hear me?
There you are.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks. Sorry.
Tim Southland.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Indiana Casney, present. Hank Lamb.
Present.
Richard Houston. Janet Coleman. Janet Coleman. Tom Tom Wan. Serene Robert.
Present.
Thank you. Manny J. Saba.
Present.
Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Lucette King. No, I'm sorry, she's having a few seconds. Tony Norman.
Present.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Johnny Hayes Stewart.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have quorum.
Thank you.
You did not call George Ryder.
You did not, and I'm here.
Ah.
Oh, I'm sorry. George Ryder.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Lydia.
This is Lydia. Yes, I'd just like to, since we have no agenda to amend tonight, just to notice a motion to amend something previously adopted, namely the special rule of order passed on May 22nd regarding limiting debate on the agenda to 20 minutes for the next open meeting.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you.
And you're going to send that in writing to the board?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. So the first item on the agenda is our next meeting date. So I have a proposal for our next meeting date, which is 2 weeks from tonight, which would be June 19th. Does anyone object to that? Can we do it? Can we agree to meet on June 19th?
Madam Chair, may I ask a question, please?
Yes, Janice.
I recognize that I've missed a recent meeting, and so I'm unsure as to whether or not we have determined a standing meeting date for 2014.
We have not, and I'm hoping that because this is a continuation meeting and we can't add anything to the agenda, I'm hoping that someone will come up with a proposal for the next meeting so that we can have regular meeting dates for the balance of the year. But tonight,
thank you.
But tonight I'm proposing that we meet 2 weeks
Kim.
Tonight.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
It's Benito.
Thank you. Okay.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim?
I've had a motion on the agenda since March 6th to set meetings for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's on the
agenda.
That's correct.
It's on the agenda. If and when we get to it,
Well, I don't see the point of making a new amendment, a new motion to do what's been on the agenda since March 6th.
I make a motion we move it to now.
We
can't. No, you can't.
We
know
that. It's, I'm sorry. It's a problem. It's a set. The agenda was adopted at the last meeting.
Ah.
And so we're not able to amend the agenda tonight. Let's hold this item until the last item we can get to tonight.
I have a question. This is Rodrigo.
Go ahead, Rodrigo. Well, let me just finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
If there are no objections, I will push this item down the agenda. If we get to Kim's motion item before we adjourn, then we'll take up Kim's motion. But if we don't, then let's at least agree on the next meeting. Is that all right with everybody? Can we do it that way? We'll just hold this.
Brian, no.
Oh. Okay, Brian.
Kim's motion just commits us to schedule meetings at a future meeting.
That's right.
Oh.
What we need is a list of dates for meetings that we can vote on.
Okay.
That's nowhere on this agenda. And we're not going to draft it on the phone, so someone needs to commit to drawing up a list of dates between now and the next meeting.
Okay. Then in that case, I want to vote. I want us to vote on this motion now so we at least have the date of the next meeting set. So once again, I will ask if there are any objections to meeting 2 weeks from tonight, which is June 19th. Okay. Hearing no objections, so ordered. And we definitely need to have that discussion at the next open meeting. Okay.
And Rodrigo has a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rodrigo. Yes.
I know there is no way to add anything to the agenda, but also I was going to ask you because what I did, I sent a request in terms of, you know, for whoever is responsible for the changes that has been done in, you know, at KPFA, you know, and I need to know, like, how I can make that into a motion because, you know, I mean, I bring stuff and, you know, I feel that it is ignored because I send it through email and I send it to the entire board. What I need to know, basically, that the interim executive director or, I mean, yeah, maybe he's going to be better to explain, it's how, you know, they are taking the decisions. And it worries me because today we got another email from our program director saying that we must raise money. And basically what we're seeing here is a tendency to cut, you know, and remove programs without any process. And that's really risky for the foundation. So now I need to know exactly, you know, how do I write down, you know, the request so it can be explained to the public, which there is an outcry of the public that no processes have been respected, so they get to know how these processes are taken because it seems like we are ignoring our own bylaws, you know, in terms of the programming committees and, you know, the processes.
I think that's a discussion that we could have, but we can't have it tonight because the agenda for tonight is
sure.
Complete.
I understand, yeah. No, okay. I understand. I'm not saying today, you know. I'm saying, you know,
okay.
How do I get it? Because I did send it with ample time, you know. I did send that request, and I asked the PMB, you know, and I know I got late, you know, to the meeting, but I asked the PMB that if I didn't have an explanation or through email by anyone, which I didn't have, basically, and by email, so then I needed to have an explanation at the PMB meeting, but it seems like it wasn't taken into account. So I need to know about the processes because I don't want to see, you know, that, you know, we're going to start, like, you know, cutting programs just because they make no money. That's like the most stupid thing to do when they don't do anything to improve the programming. They don't help anybody. They don't do any training.
Okay.
They don't do anything.
Rodrigo.
Oh, sorry about
okay.
that. Yeah.
That's okay. That's
Thank
okay.
you.
So,
Madam Chair, Lawrence to the SAC.
Someone can propose this for a future agenda, but really we can't discuss it anymore tonight.
Madam Chair, I'd like to say that I would like to notice Rodrigo's concern for June 19th.
Okay, fine. Send a message to the PMB, all right, so it can get on the agenda, okay?
Okay, Benito, I second.
Thank you. Send a message. Thank you.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
What is your question?
The motion that you just that the 19th for the new meeting, is that a regular meeting or is this not a continuation meeting, right?
No, it's not a continuation meeting. It's a regular meeting, yes, or whatever.
Okay, thank you.
They're all called special meetings. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So we are now at item 5 on our agenda, which is unfinished business, and. The first motion under unfinished business is currently tabled, and we've received no notice to take it off the table. So we're now at item B on the agenda. However,
to take it off the table. This is Brian.
Oh, all right. So Brian is moved to take the issue of recording P&B executive sessions off the table. Does it take a second?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody seconding?
Adriana second.
Thank you. All right.
We're talking about 5A or B?
Yeah, 5A.
Oh, 5A.
Yeah, recording of P&B executive sessions. So I will...
We just tabled 5A.
No, Brian just moved to take it off the table, and that's what we're discussing. We're going to have a discussion about taking it off the table.
No, we don't discuss untabling. We just voted up or down.
Okay. So we just voted up or down. Thank you, Brian.
This is Kim, I have a question. I have just a point of information.
What is your question, Kim?
We skipped Chair's report number 2, written report to be sent.
I didn't send you a written report. I apologize. I haven't done it yet. It's on my to-do list, but I didn't get there. I promise to get it out in the next few days, so you'll have plenty of time to think about it before the 19th, okay? I've been informed that there's no discussion on untabling, and so I will just ask the secretary. I guess I'll ask Adrian.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Oh, let me ask a question. Are there any objections to taking this item off the table and therefore having a conversation about it tonight? Okay, no objections, then that's what we'll do. So now we are... So, Lydia, do you want to explain?
Yes, I didn't know anyone was going to move to take it off the table, but okay. I'm looking it up now. But anyway, there was a motion that was passed by the PMB, and there was also a motion to record executive sessions until the minutes are approved, and so this is for all executive sessions. And then there was a motion in 2011 to rescind that motion, which failed. And so what is the governing policy right now is to record the executive sessions. It is my understanding that the executive sessions have not been recorded without notifying the board for I think all of last year. And would like to make sure that those are being recorded now. So that is directed to the chair and to this body.
Okay.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, what is your question, Janet?
So who would be able to have access to these recordings? Where would they be located? And for how long would they be located wherever?
Okay, I'm drawing up the motions now. Hold on just 1 second. Sorry. Okay. In August of 2008, the motion that was passed says that PMB executive sessions be recorded, that access to the recordings be restricted to the secretary only, and that upon approval of the minutes of the executive session meetings, the recording of those meetings will be destroyed. And then, as I said before, then there was a motion to rescind, which in 2011, which failed, let's see, 6 voted yes to rescind, 11 voted no, and 1 abstained. So the original motion that I read is still in order until amended. Discussions have been had since then, but no motions that I know of, so that's all that's there.
This is Kim.
Okay. I want to ask some parliamentary person why I don't know why we need to take a motion if this is the policy of the body. I don't understand why it's necessary.
Madam Chair, I didn't make a motion.
Oh, I thought you said you were. Oh, you were calling. I see. You were calling up the motion that exists. So
and saying it just needed to be implemented by the chair and the ED.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Peg to the stack.
Okay.
Janice to the stack.
You know, I'm not trying to be difficult here, but there's no motion on the floor, and so I'm not quite sure how we are going to frame our discussion here, and I'd appreciate some help from the body.
Okay, well, I wanted to be on the stack. I would like a point of information now.
Okay. Go ahead, Kim. What is your question?
Well, who's supposed to record it? How can we... I mean, there is no guarantee that an electronic recording gets destroyed, considering we haven't really gotten minutes in 6 months or however many months since the beginning of this term. There doesn't seem to be any time when these will be, done, completed, and so-called destroyed. But again, who will do this? I don't think that...
Kim, you're arguing. Your question is...
Okay.
Stop the argument. Your question is, who will do the recording?
And how can you guarantee, and I put that in quotes, that it will get, quote-unquote, destroyed?
Okay.
Whenever the minutes are done.
Okay. So...
Okay, so...
So hold on. The question is, how will the recording get... how can we guarantee that the recording will get destroyed?
Who will do the recording?
Well, the
Otis?
Point of clarification?
Okay.
Serene, please.
Okay. Serene, and then... let me ask Adriana.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
A number of us asked before that.
Okay.
Point
You're
of
right.
clarification?
Hank, Adriana, and Serene. Okay.
Mine is a point of clarification.
Okay, go ahead. Hank, you want
There's
to...
There's no such thing.
Yes, if the answer was, why we will discuss something that is already, we know how to do it.
Okay, Hank.
I wanted to bring up the point that our service records every call for the use of the whoever it is that's running the call. And that is recorded. There's no reason to destroy recordings. Are we doing something we're ashamed of? You know, I think it only takes a 4-terabyte hard drive to record everything we're ever going to say, and our children, too.
Okay. Does anyone else want to speak on this question?
Serene, please.
Adriana?
Okay. Adriana, you had a point of information. Now you want to speak on the matter? Do I understand you correctly?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll call on Serene, and then I'll call on Adriana. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so 2 points. This item was 5 minutes. I don't know who our timekeeper is. I don't know if we...
Oh, we didn't have a timekeeper.
Yes, so I would ask that we implement that and then observe the times.
Okay.
And I believe Lydia said that it's a matter for the chair and executive director to assure that the motion is implemented. Beyond that, I don't understand why we're engaging in discussion.
Can you tell me how far... hold on a second. Can you tell me how far into the 5 minutes we are, Serene? We're probably past 5 minutes.
I'm sure we're past 5 minutes.
Okay. I agree with Serene. I think there's no point in discussing it because it is a matter of PMB policy and was never overturned. So
Point of information. Who?
That we move the agenda.
Point of information.
It's my time.
I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't. Hold on. Go ahead, Adriana. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
I mean, I don't understand what we are discussing here because clearly we have directors, employees, managers like Ori and John, that I believe that are the ones recording, and they will be in charge of that recording for the use of the secretary, like a motion, like the already motion that we have in place said, and they will be in charge of destroying it. I don't understand what are we questioning here.
Okay.
That was voted in 2008.
Okay. So I agree with Adriana, and I'm going to rule that we are now moving to the next item on the agenda, and that Bernard and I will report to you how we implemented this decision and how it will be dealt with in the future. So we are now at the motion for an audit of the 2014 PMB permanent chair position election. However, hold on a second,
Tony. Adriana?
I think that the motion that is in your agenda is not the if I read Janet Coburn's emails correctly, I think the motion that is in the agenda has been amended by the maker. Am I correct about that, Janet?
Yes, and in addition, it is 11:23 or whatever, and this is slated for 20 minutes, and I understand the adjournment time is 11:30, so how does that get reconciled?
We can postpone this conversation. We can extend the time if people are in favor of that, or we can discuss it for less than 10 minutes and have a vote.
Tony,
go ahead, Tony.
I would move that we table this item.
All right. So a motion to table is not debatable. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay. So, is there a second for the motion to table?
Made.
Thank you. All right. So it has been moved and seconded that this item be tabled. Are there any objections to tabling this motion? Hearing none?
Yes. I object.
Okay. All right. So then we have to take a vote. All right. So I will ask the secretary to take the roll.
I have the secretary.
Thank you.
Janet Coburn.
No.
Coburn votes no. Brian Edward Peter.
Yes.
Yes. Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Fuentes votes no. Rodrigo Argueta.
Pass.
Lidia Brazón.
Pass.
Kim Kaufman. Kim Kaufman. Lawrence Reyes.
Pass.
Tom Klan.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
I pass.
Pass?
Pass.
Okay. Janet Coleman.
Richard Uzel. I pass.
Oh, I'm sorry. Richard, are you there?
I pass.
Pass, okay. Janet Coleman. Serene Roberts.
Yes. Yes, to table.
Abigail Saba.
No.
No. Jim Brown.
I got a call from Jim, by the way, that he couldn't get back on. He's driving. He's on the road.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Tony Norman.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
No.
Janice Lane Fuller.
I abstention, please.
Abstain? Thank you.
Yes.
I came back to Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Yes. Lydia Brazón.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman. I didn't hear you. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Eliana Bosquez. Let's see. Joe Ryder.
Abstain.
Abstain. Richard Yusel. Richard Yusel.
No.
I want to change my vote to a no. This is George.
Let me count. Maggie, do you want to vote?
Do I want to vote? No, I want to be marked present but not voting.
Adriana, I did not hear your vote.
She said yes.
Yes.
You need to give the chair a count before you ask for her vote.
Right. Okay, I vote yes. I want you to know that I vote yes. Let me make the count here. I have 8 yes, 6 no, and 2 abstentions. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes, 2 abstentions. Hank Lund, yes, 2.
Yes.
8, 6?
Yes.
8, 6, 2.
That's not what I'm getting.
That's exactly what I got.
Can you please repeat them, Adriana? I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. The yes are Brian Edward Picker, Rodrigo Argueta, Lydia Brazón, Lawrence Reyes, Adriana Casney, Celine Roberts, Benito Diaz, Tony Norman. 8. The no's are Janet Coburn, Jose Luis Fuentes, George Ryder, Richard Yusel, Manijay Saba, and Heather Gray. And the abstentions are Hank Lund and Janice Lake Stewart. 8, 6, 2.
Yeah, that's where. So abstentions are Hank, Janice, and me. That would be 3.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but I called you 3 times and I didn't hear your answer and I said you didn't answer.
No, I did answer.
No one heard you, Kim.
Well, Bernard heard me, you know.
Okay, fine.
Do you want to be count like an abstention?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Then
what is the final vote?
Yes.
3, 8, 6, 3.
So the matter has been tabled. And we are, I think, at our appointed time for adjournment. So having...
Madam Chair?
Yes, Serene?
Okay. We're required to adjourn 3 hours after the start of the meeting, but no later than midnight. I do not believe we began the call until 8:41, so we have 10 minutes. We might actually get through our motion.
I'm sorry. I read your agenda as giving us a time certain to adjourn of 11:30. I apologize. I didn't.
Are you guys looking at the same agenda? I was very tired. But I thought I put midnight. What did I write there?
It's midnight on the agenda.
Madam Chair?
Oh, okay. I take it back. Oh, fine. So let me call up the agenda again. Yes, Adriana, go ahead.
I want to take out of the table the approval of the minutes of February 7th to February 10th. We need to approve the minutes.
Okay. All right.
5 seconds.
Okay. All right. So is there any discussion on the minutes? Oh, this is...
The motion to untable has to be approved first.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right. So the motion before us is the motion to untable the minutes I've been instructed that there is no discussion on such a motion. We just vote on it, vote it up or down. First of all, let me ask if there are any objections to taking the minutes off the table.
Janet Kay, I have a point of information.
What is your question, Janet?
So if does that mean that we only have 9 or 8 minutes left, time certain, or can this be extended?
Let me see. I'm confused about the time. Say it again, Serene. We can go till midnight. Is that what you're saying? Okay. All right. Well, then it means we have like half an hour. So
28 minutes.
Are there any objections to taking the minutes off the table? Hearing none, we will go to the minutes approval for February 7 through 10. Are there any amendments to the minutes?
Janet Kay.
Go ahead, Janet.
Yes, I emailed today a revision of something I had emailed before, but I emailed my amendments, and I move that those amendments be corrections, additions be considered.
Okay, and you sent these today, you said?
Yes.
Okay. You know what about what time of day you sent them?
Afternoon.
Okay. All right, well, I'm not finding them, but go ahead, Janet. Oh, here it is. Okay.
I have a point of order.
Hold on a second, Kim. Janet Coburn is making a motion to amend the minutes, which is what is on the table now. So, Janet, just draw our attention to what you're correcting.
Okay. Well, there are a number of issues, but I don't know if the public who's listening can see the initial or the draft, and then also cannot see my amendments. So I don't know exactly how to proceed. I could just read what I...
Yeah.
Yes, that's all you have to do.
That's
okay.
What you have to do.
Okay. All right. So under election of 2014 PNB officers, and it's all in red, after Secretary Pro Tem Roberts chaired election process, starting with statements from candidates for chair, followed by questions from directors to candidates, I say add, Roberts gives instructions for candidate statements and Q&A as follows. Candidates are to each allowed to make a 90-second statement. Then for Q&A, directors would each have one-minute question, no comment, and candidates would respond to each question, quote, briefly in less than 60 seconds, end quote. And that last quote is transcribed verbatim from the audio. So that's the first. Should we do one at a time? Or?
Okay. Yeah. Yes, let's do one at a time. Are there any objections to making that correction in the minute?
I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay.
Brian, with a question?
Okay. Serene doesn't know what she's talking about. She has picked up language from the audio and inserted it in the minutes that has to do with the question and answer period at the in-person meeting. What is your...
In writing?
It's in red.
Sorry.
If you open Janet's email and then click on her document.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
The minutes are not a transcript.
Exactly.
So my understanding is that the minutes are supposed to provide decisions made by the board. It is not a transcript of everything that everyone said or allegedly said at a meeting.
Okay.
This is Kim.
Hold on a second. Brian.
That's correct.
Brian asked for the floor earlier. Go ahead, Brian.
So I downloaded what Janet sent out at 1:55 today to go over her proposed revision, and the language she just read onto the call is not in that document.
Oh, I'm sorry, Janet. Can I just... I realize that I didn't start from the beginning of my first
amendment, so that's what I read further down. Sorry.
Well, it's not sorry, Janet. This brings suspicion all over the place.
Okay. So stop. Nobody.
Janice for the stack.
Nobody talk. You have to raise your hand and be recognized. So, Brian, I don't know. I found the language in red in an attachment to Janice's email sent at 155. That's all I can say.
I need to ask for page number references and then clarification on what we're voting on.
Got it.
Because I'm trying to follow her written revisions in order, and what she's saying and what I'm reading are two different things. I can't reconcile that.
Right. So,
Janet Kay, I have a request.
Yes? What is your request?
Can I just start again because I didn't start from the top?
Yes, that would be good.
Wrong. And I also want to say that there were selected comments made by the secretary in these minutes, so some of what I added were additional comments of what happened. So should I start with the first one?
That's, yes, I think so.
Okay. So it's on the first page.
Hold on a second.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, Serene, what is your point of personal privilege?
During the portion of the PNB meeting that is being discussed, I was not the secretary. I was acting chair at the time, and any comments that are included in the minutes were the instructions that were given to the voters. It is not every comment made by any member.
Okay, I think that's an argument. So hold on, Serene.
I'm sorry. No, it's a point of personal privilege because she said that I submitted selected comments of my own.
Well, whoever prepared the minutes.
I don't know. I don't know why someone is speaking without being recognized.
I don't either. Okay.
But I think the point that I'm trying to make, and maybe my voice isn't strong enough, it's not being understood. The member suggested that I inserted my personal comments into the minutes. And I'm saying at the time, they were not secretary's comments. They were the instructions that were given prior to the vote.
I think,
Kim, I'd like to be on the stack.
Hold on a second. Let me clarify. First of all, please leave your personal comments aside. If you want to make a change to the minutes, you don't need to point any fingers or say that anybody did anything. That doesn't, it's totally unnecessary, and I totally understand why Serene feels concerned about that. The first amendment that Janet is talking about is under the election of the chair and secretary pro tem, right? Am I right?
Page one, yes.
Yes, page one. Okay, so this is not a portion of the minutes where you were acting chair, Serene. This is where Heather Gray was the acting chair, and we were electing secretary and chair pro tem. Okay, now, Janet, please.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I stand corrected about the individual whom she is addressing, but the point remains that they were chairs or the instructions of the person chairing the meeting,
right.
Not the instructions, not the words of everyone at the table.
Got it. Okay. So now let Janet present her amendment, and then we will go forward with discussion. Okay?
Okay. Yes. One at a time?
Yes, one at a time.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Page one under II under two. Detail. Add the ballot. So this is to be added. The ballots attached template had instructions on them as follows. Quote, put an X in column one below for your first choice candidate, in column two for your second choice candidate, etc. End quote. That's the first one.
You want this added to, and you're asking that this be added to
within the context where
okay.
Placed it. Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to discuss that amendment to these minutes. So the floor is open for discussion.
Tony for the stat.
Okay, Tony. Anybody else?
Kim.
I thought I heard Hank at one point. I'm not trying to encourage people to talk.
No, this is Kim.
I heard you, Kim. Hold on.
Right.
Tony has the floor first.
Yeah. Let me go after Kim.
Okay, thank you. All right, Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, I would just agree with Serene. I don't think these are appropriate, what the author is trying to recommend. I think you're trying to put language in a transcript that wasn't necessarily what the secretary put in the minutes. But I think for whatever the reason, it's not appropriate to go back and put necessarily the instructions that were given. And we haven't had an opportunity to actually see that's the verbiage of the language that was actually in the transcript. So even if it was the language, I think it's inappropriate to put that language in the minutes. So I would object to adding this. Thank you.
Okay. Next is Kim.
I would support this addition since there are some instructions in these minutes, but they're not quotes or transcriptions. I think that considering this is a major issue that there's controversy over how it got presented, what the instructions were. I would like to see what was said exactly, a transcription. Otherwise, this is just, it doesn't mean anything unless we have exactly what was said.
Hank.
Okay. I make a motion that we move the...
There's a motion
okay,
on the floor.
Then I make an amendment to it, or a substitute motion.
Okay.
That we remove the instructions entirely from the thing and just say instructions were given.
Say that again, please.
Okay. So, Hank...
That we remove the language that has the instructions specifically in it and just say instructions were given.
Okay. All right.
Would this point of clarification, I guess?
Yes. Go ahead, Benito.
To Hank, am I to understand that means to remove the entire paragraph?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it,
right? Instructions were given. Okay.
And
all
just
right.
Say instructions were given.
Okay.
It covers the whole student match.
I need to ask if there's a sec. I didn't ask for a second for Hank's motion.
Benito.
Okay, thank you. So this is a substitute motion, which would just leave the whole paragraph out. Okay. Manage.
I do not understand why people want to remove the instructions. I think the instructions that we get has to be reflected in the minutes because it has impact on what we do for whatever the instruction is. So it's important at all times that we have, if there is any instruction given for any action by the board, need to be reflected in the minutes that we can go back and look at them if there is any confusion or any discussion about it. I would like somebody to explain to me why don't we want to have instructions that follow action to be reflected to be in the minutes. Thank you.
This
okay.
is Lydia.
Okay.
To the back.
Got it. We don't have a timer tonight. I was like totally not with it at the beginning of the meeting. Does somebody want to keep time? 90 seconds per speaker.
This is Brian. I can do that.
Thank you, Brian. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So I have always been known as one of two things, and one of them is the transcript girl. So I have spent hours and hours listening to our meetings to make a point. I have never asked that the transcripted passages be included in the minutes or supplement the minutes. However, that doesn't mean they can't be. However, my priority is to get minutes approved. What we know is that we can amend them later. Had we known beyond the what Janet sent us barely this afternoon, that we were all going to be including minutes from a transcript, and we're taking her word for it, and I trust it, but we have not had the opportunity to go back and listen to it because we didn't know that that was going to be the intent of the amendment of the minutes. So I recommend, and I would like to see us approve the minutes. I will favor for right now the amendment that Hank made, so I will support that. And then if we all listen to the transcript, to the audio, and we all decide that it needs to be amended later, our rules have always allowed for that. So that's where I'm coming from at this moment.
Okay. So we're still discussing Hank's amendment, which would eliminate the paragraph on instructions. Is there any further discussion on Hank's amendment?
Substitute motion.
Substitute motion. I'm sorry. You're right, Hank. Any further any further comments?
Did you email it?
I'm sorry?
Asking Hank if he emailed it.
Did you email it, Hank?
I'm working on it right now.
Thank you.
Margie, this is Heather. I'd like to make a comment, please.
Okay.
Point of order. Point of order.
Wait, she wants them to be on the speaker's list. It's okay. Hang on.
Excuse me?
I think she wants... You want to be on the speaker's list, Heather?
Yes, yes, I do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to say that it just seems highly questionable that the details of what happened during this election are not included in the minutes because there has just been such controversy around this election that it seems to me as much as possible from the transcript in particular is included in the minutes is absolutely essential. Otherwise, it really looks as if there's an attempt to hide what happened. I'm concerned about that. I really appreciate the fact that Janet Coburn went to this effort. So I'm not in favor of what Hank is suggesting as a substitute motion. I think it's really an unfortunate motion, actually.
Okay,
thank you.
Janet Kay, can I sort of motivate my motion?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. We are discussing Hank's motion.
We're discussing Hank's motion.
Point
so
of order.
Now, if you want to speak,
point of order.
Can I motivate it?
George.
This was Serena. I was trying to be heard.
Okay, hold on one second. George has a point of order. What's
point
your point
of order? A substitute motion allows discussion of either the substitute or the motion it's substituting. So
thank
Janet
you.
Is entitled to, in fact, discuss her own motion.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Janet, I will call on you. Let's see. I have very confusing notes here. I think that the next person on the list is Janet and then Serene. Okay, go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so when I read the draft minutes, I found that there were things that were missing and things that were incorrect also. I'm not sure whether what I did with the transcribing and including some comments, the comments that I included, they weren't personal comments. It was about just adding to or replacing the comments that had been included in these minutes. And they added to the factual things that happened because it came from the transcripts. Now, I sent this originally, I think, on May 21st. And the one I sent today was maybe one, just minor differences. So there was time. But I would like these, additions and corrections considered, if not today, sometime in the near future, because this is has taken over 4 months for these minutes to be addressed.
Okay, next on the list is Serene.
It may be my math,
But we met in February. These minutes were produced, I believe, were sent to the board in final form at least a month ago. So I don't see how you get from 4 months from that, but, you know, it may be my math. If we want to do a transcription of a four-day meeting and decide what goes in, that's fine. That's not what this says. What this did was that it went to instructions that were given by the chair, whether in one case it was Heather Gray, who was vice chair at the time, or me when I was acting chair for the purpose of an election. Directions from the chair are different from every comment.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Serene.
From every comment made, and the fact is it isn't even every comment. So there's quite a bit of selectivity happening there. But the inference or the implication by the former vice chair when she spoke earlier that somehow things were being hidden, it was a publicly streamed meeting that's still available, you know, for the world to go hear. You know, it's these nasty, unnecessary comments that make it so difficult to actually get the work of governance done. It is not just false, but it's a total waste of time and energy. Where do you guys get that energy?
Okay.
Janice, for the stack, please.
Adriana, okay. For the stack, please.
Okay. Janice and then Adriana.
No, Adriana was first.
Oh, I'm sorry, Adriana. I didn't hear you. I apologize. Adriana, then Janice.
And this is Hank.
Hank, oh, you were supposed to be on the list. Wait, Hank is actually first. I skipped over Hank.
No, I'll go with Hank.
Okay, good. All right, Adriana, go ahead, and then Janice, and then Hank.
Okay. I think that we are repeating the same thing. Robert Rule of Order said that the minutes reflect what was done. It's not a transcription. Everybody is talking about going and listening to the audio. It means that it's not that anybody is trying to hide anything. The same people that are pushing that minutia are the same ones that are not pushing for the minutes that we don't have from last year. How is this? Which kind of measuring tape we use? Last year we don't even have minutes. This year we don't approve it. We keep discussing minutia, and then we keep saying, oh, they don't produce minutes. This is unfair, and this is what they are trying to do. Hi, and what Heather, I really said what Heather said, because I was there. Everybody can hear the audio. And this is totally unfair, trying to say that we are trying to hide anything. The audio is there. Go and listen.
Okay.
Janet Kay, can I get back on the stuff?
Yes.
No, point of order.
Janice, I'm sorry. Yes, Brian, what's your point of order?
No one can speak more than twice to a motion in Roberts.
Oh, you're right. Okay. So the next person on the list is Janice.
I'd like to ask all, thank you. I'd like to ask all of our colleagues, everyone, to please stop finger pointing. We have very few, very precious moments left in this meeting. Each person is accusing the other person of finger pointing, and we lose time. Could we just please not do any of it? Thank you.
Okay. So are there any other people who have not already spoken twice on this motion? All right. This is the motion.
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
I'd like to move that this motion be postponed until the next meeting.
Okay. I believe that's not debatable.
It is debatable.
It is. Oh, a postponement is debatable, but
yes.
It needs a second. I'm sorry?
And it needs a second.
It needs a second. All right. So is there a second to Richard's motion?
This is Kim. I'll second.
Okay.
Question, Brian?
I'm sorry?
Brian, yes, with a question.
What's your question, Brian?
Is this a motion to postpone minutes approval or just this amendment to the minutes?
No, minutes approval.
Well, the motion on the floor, I'm not clear
that's
about
right.
this.
That's the move.
The motion on the floor is a substitute motion.
And my motion is to postpone minute approval, this whole minute approval, because we're out of time, and it wouldn't be fair, I don't think.
Okay.
Did someone second?
Is there a second to Richard's motion?
I second it. This
Thank
is Kim.
Thank you. Okay. So I think that the motion has been made and seconded. George says we can debate it. Is there anyone who wants to talk about it?
Kim.
Benito.
Okay. I think I heard Brian first. Is that right? Did I hear Brian?
Yes.
Okay, Brian, go ahead.
I want to speak strongly against postponing this. This board needs to do more than just argue over its minutes. Serena and Adriana put a lot of work into preparing this. They were sent out over a month ago. Janet put a lot of work into preparing her proposed amendments, which I certainly appreciate. I think we can come to a vote, and we should come to a vote so that we can move on with our other business at a future meeting.
Okay. At this point,
Is he calling the question?
No.
This is Kim. I'm on
just
the staff.
He's
not calling the question. My intention is that when we run out of time, we will vote on all the motions on the floor.
That's right.
Let's.
We have 2 minutes.
Tony has to be on the staff.
Okay, so I have somebody.
It's 8:58.
Who was the person before Tony?
Benito.
Benito, and then Tony.
And Kim. Kim was on. Kim was on first.
You're right. Go ahead, Kim.
The fact is...
Wait, have you... Okay, no, go ahead.
I have changes to these minutes. If we vote on this motion, we still have not approved these minutes because there are other changes to go through. I hope that you're not considering that just voting on this one motion means that we're approving the minutes. Because I object to that, I have some changes as well, and I believe Janet has other changes.
Benito?
Hank's motion speaks exclusively to one particular change. On one particular paragraph of these minutes. That's all he's talking about, if I understood correctly. And I hope I did, because I seconded his motion. So we've spent a half hour messing around talking about one paragraph. I think it's time to vote.
Okay, thank you. Tony.
Yes, I think we should strongly vote this motion down. We need to vote on these minutes. I think it's ironic that there are people who are constantly postponing these minutes, but yet criticizing the board majority for not voting for minutes. We need to vote these minutes out today.
Okay.
We've already postponed them before. We need to vote them out. Thank you.
All right. We are, according to my clock, we are now at time. The first motion before us is...
I withdraw my motion, Margie, so that we can get on with business.
Somebody tell me, I think that they say that once the motion is on the floor, it's the property of the body. Is that correct?
That's fine. That's fine.
So the first motion we have to vote on is Richard Uzel's motion to postpone. Are there any objections to that motion?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to ask Adriana to take a vote on the motion to postpone.
Okay, Janet Sorum.
No.
I'm sorry, yes. Ryan Edward Peter.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Rodrigo Arrieta.
No.
Lydia Brasson.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana votes no. Hank Lam.
No.
Judge Reiner.
Abstain.
Rich Ayuso.
Yes.
Janet Solomon. Janet Coleman. Serene Roberts.
No. No.
Mami J. Sala.
Yes.
Jim Brown. He's not here. Benito Diaz.
No.
Tony Norman.
No.
No? Heather Gray.
Yes, to postpone.
Janice Lake.
Yes.
Maggie, do you want to vote?
Tell me the count.
Okay. Kim Kaufman, I don't have your vote.
Oh, for God's sakes. I voted. I said yes.
Okay. Thank you. I have 5 yes, 11 no's, 1 abstention. Do you want to vote, Ms. Chair?
No, I don't need to vote. Thank you.
Jana Kay, I have a different count. Can you state the count?
Yes, Janet Coburn, Kim Kaufman, Richard Yusuf, Mani Jessava, and Heather Grace.
I voted yes.
Janice.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who's?
And Janice. Explaining.
Janice? Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Sorry. I'm sorry. Yes, it's my mistake. They are six. And Noah, Brian Edward Teacher, Jose Luis Fuentes, Rodrigo Argueta, Lidia Brasson, Lawrence Reyes, Adriana Casney, Hank Lamb, Serene Roberts, Benito Diaz, Tony Norman. Chen, 6-10-1.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you. All right.
The next.
Thank you. The next motion that we're voting on is Janet's amendment, which would include.
Hank substitute.
No.
Hank substitute.
Hank
substitute to eliminate the paragraph on instructions. I'm sorry. Did you send it to the board, Hank? Did you email it? Hank?
Oh, no, I forgot to finish.
Okay, will you do that, please?
Got sidetracked by the conversation. I'll do it right this second.
Okay.
You want me to start taking the vote?
Well, let's see is everyone clear on what Hank's motion would do?
Yes.
Okay, fine. All right, take the vote, Adrian. I'm sorry?
Janet Coburn.
Janet Coburn is no.
Brian Edward Peter.
Pass with a P.
What?
Pass.
I'm sorry. José Luis Fuentes.
A pass.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Pass.
Lidia Brasson.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman. Kim Kaufman. Oh my God. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Casney votes yes. Hank Lamb.
Yes.
George Ryder.
No.
Richard Yusuf.
No.
Janet Coleman. Serene Roberts.
No. No.
Rafa. Anisa Sabat.
No.
No. Jim Brown? It's not you. Benito Diaz?
Yeah.
Yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Heather Gray?
No.
Johnny Lane Ewer?
No.
No. Brian Edwards-Peaker? What? Brian? Abstain. Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Well, yes. Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me make the count. Yes, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. You can teach me English later.
Did you get my vote, Adriana?
We keep calling you, Kim. You don't answer.
We didn't hear you, Kim.
I'm asking if she heard me.
So don't be still.
Nobody heard you.
Okay.
She didn't speak.
Adriana.
I did. Okay, so I want to vote. What can I say? You didn't hear me. I want to vote no.
Perfect. Thank you. I took your vote no.
Thank you. Okay.
Madam Chair, we have 8 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention. Do you want to vote?
No. I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Janet K., I had a different number of no's. I had 9 no's.
I did 2.
How many did you have?
Well, I had 9 no's, and then with Margie's, makes it 10.
Okay. Let me read. The yes are José Luis Fuentes, Rodrigo Argueta, Lidia Brazón, Lawrence Reyes, Adriana, Hank Lamb, Benito Diaz, and Tony Norman. The no's are Janet Cobren, Margie Wilkinson, Kim Kaufman, George Ryder, Richard Yusuf, Devin Roberts, Manny J. Sava, Heather Gray, and Janet Leigh Stewart.
Janet Coleman.
Janet Coleman didn't answer. I'm sorry.
That's right. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So 8 to 9.
8 to 10.
Madam Chair,
8 to 9, the motion failed. We need to vote in the main motion.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yeah. Janice, all we can do now is take votes. I'm sorry.
No, she needs.
Go ahead. I mean, tell me.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I still haven't quite gotten the parliamentary procedure correct, given that it is 9 minutes after midnight. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
No,
we
will automatically adjourn as soon as we voted on all the items that are on the table now.
Oh, excuse me, I've lost track. I thought
That's
we were
okay.
done.
No, we're just in voting, and the last motion we're going to vote on is a motion that I believe was made to approve the minutes, right?
Yes.
It's been so long, I can't remember. All right. I'm going to ask I'm going to ask Adriana to.
No, sorry.
What?
Brian.
What, Brian?
It's probably the same point of order as George. Hank's substitute failed, so now we have to vote on Janet's original
motion. Oh, we have to vote on Janet's original motion. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you're right. Okay. All right, so
and
now this
point,
is.
Point of information. Which
yes. What is your point of information, Janet?
So is it the whole? I had moved that the entire set of additions and corrections be considered, and then we started to go through one by one. So are we voting on the entire
My ruling was that we had to take them up one at a time, not. We can't. I mean, I don't know how. I don't know how else you do it. So my ruling was that we had to take up your amendments one at a time. George, did you want to say something?
I think that's correct.
Yeah, you can't ask us to deal with changes to the minutes as a bunch of them. I said at the time that we're going to take them up one at a time. So we're only dealing at this point with your First Amendment, which is on page one of the minutes that you sent out in red. It says add in capital letters in the language after that. That's what's on the floor to be voted on now. I could read it if you want.
No, out of the day.
Okay, let's take the vote. Adriana.
Yes.
So this is voting
okay.
On Janet.
Janet Sovereign.
Wait. What are we voting on?
We are voting on Janet Coburn's amendment, which would add language to the minutes.
The first page.
On the first page, in red. The language is in red on the document she sent out.
On paragraph 1A. Paragraph A.
Paragraph A.
First paragraph of A.
Detail. It says detail, add, in capital letters, that the following language.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Adriana. Go, Adriana.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Brian Edward Fisher.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Rodrigo Arreta.
No.
Lydia Brazón.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Eliana Casney votes no. Frank Lamb.
No.
George Ryder.
Abstain.
Abstain. Richard Youssef.
Yes.
Vote yes.
Yes.
Jack Coleman. No answer. Celine Roberts.
No.
No. Anita Saba.
Yes.
Thank you.
Manager, yes.
What? Benito Diaz.
No.
Don't know. Tommy Norman.
No.
No. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Janice Lane Stewart.
Yes.
Yes. Janet Coleman, you want to vote? No. Okay. No answer.
Somebody's playing with the phone again.
Yeah. Would people please mute themselves if you're not talking? We're hearing a lot of crashing in the background. Thank you.
Why does this always happen during a vote?
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
The vote is 6 yes. 10 no, 1 abstention. Do you want to vote?
No, I'm sorry. I don't need to vote. I apologize.
No. Okay. The motion fails. We need to vote in the original motion to approve the minutes, right?
That's right, yes.
Kim, point of order.
What is your point of order, Kim?
There were many more amendments to make. I have corrections I wanted to make.
Kim, we can change minutes at any time. That has been stated before. And the matter before us now is voting on the motions which were on the floor when we ran out of time. We are now voting on the approval
okay,
of the minutes.
I
we're voting
the
on
chair.
The approval
I
of the minutes.
I challenge the chair.
Adriana.
I challenge the chair. You said we'll vote on the amendments one by one, not just one, take up the whole time, and then approve them. You said we will vote on them one by one. Otherwise,
Kim, be quiet.
Given them all.
You've challenged the chair. Is there a second to the challenge?
May I proceed to the vote?
Hold on.
Manager, I second.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right.
I have a point of order, Madam Chair.
What is your point of order, Lawrence?
Well, you already have made that decision before the meeting was to adjourn, and you asked if there was any objections at the time, and nobody objected or nobody challenged your decision.
That was exactly what I was going to say.
And you can't take any more motions.
I can't. We can't. Well, let me ask. I'm not sure. I'm going to ask the parliament, someone. Brian, can I? What do I do with a challenge to the chair in the middle of a voting process?
In the middle of voting.
Hold on. Everybody be quiet. I am asking Brian a question.
Robert says that you should hold points of order during voting until after the vote is complete and then dispose of any that are related to the voting immediately upon the completion of the vote.
Okay. This is Kim.
I'm going to do that. I am going to hold any points of order until after the vote is complete. I am asking Adriana to take the vote now. Go ahead, Adriana.
No.
Oh, thank you.
No. Brian Edward Peter.
Yes.
Yes. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Lydia Lasson.
Yes.
Tim Kaufman.
Absolutely not.
No. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Eliana Casney votes yes. Hank Lam.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Abstain.
Abstain. Richard Yusuf.
Trains run on time. No.
Janet Corman. Perrine Roberts.
Yes.
Manuje Saba.
No.
No. Jim Brown. Not here. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Tony Norman.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Absolutely no way. No.
Johnny Clay Stewart.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote? We have 10 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention.
No, thank you. I don't need to vote.
The motion, the minutes are being approved. Pass.
Thank you, and our meeting is now adjourned. We'll meet on the 19th. Thank you all very much.
Excuse me, I had a point of objection, and I challenged the chair. The motion what we were voting on was one amendment at a time.
That's
is what started this vote with. We did not make a motion to approve the minutes. I'm sorry.
Yes,
you just absolutely misrepresented yourself and what we were doing.
There was a motion.
Have we adjourned?
The motion was you were going to go through the changes one at a time.
That was not a motion, Kim. That was my ruling.
That was not a motion.
There was a motion
all the changes.
To approve
did we go through
the
all
minutes
the changes,
at the
Markie?
Beginning
did
of
we go
the
through all the changes? No, we did not.
Point of order.
The meeting is over. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Good night.